We're kind of full this morning. This is awesome. It's great to be with all of you. So this coming weekend, right, we're going to celebrate the 4th of July, Saturday. And we celebrate the Declaration of Independence, right? It was offered to us as a country on July 4th, 1776, written by Thomas Jefferson, and then I actually have the rough draft that he first had, went to committee, and it went to what it finally was. But I found the first draft really interesting. It says, this part is what I'm pointing to. It says, "We hold these truths to be sacred and undeniable, that all men are created equal and independent, that from that equal creation they derive rights inherent and inalienable, among which are the preservation of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness." I love that he threw the word sacred in there. So here's the final version that we're all acquainted with. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness." Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We need to fight for these. We need to become America strong, holding these truths, that all men, my brothers and sisters, there will always be Judases. There are Judases among us priests, those who betray Christ by choosing to teach or live a way that directly opposes the teaching of Jesus Christ. We have Judases as bishops. But do we judge all priests and all bishops because a portion of them are betraying our Lord? We have Judases in the police. Does that mean all police are bad? We have certain people of color that are in gangs. Okay. Does that mean all people of color are bad? See, this is what we're doing. We're judging them all. We're writing them off because of a portion. We got to stop that. All men were created equal. We are all given a chance to reach for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, do we need to talk about the fact that there are challenges that are especially found maybe in certain minorities in that? One of the things we've got to face in our country is the education system. You know, it's favoring people who have wealth over those who don't. We've got to be able to give that right, that freedom, to be able to become the best version of ourselves we could possibly be. We've got to be able to do that. The other thing that's happening in our culture today is that we've been talking, this has been a theme because it needs to be, all right? We are being propagandized, indoctrinated into believing we're just animals. We're just animals, okay? So go ahead and behave as animals do. So women are having children out of wedlock or they're aborting them. The children are being raised in families without fathers. We're degrading the whole idea of family by saying, you know, your father can be a cocker spaniel if you want to be, or you can have four moms, whatever we want it to be. We're losing our perspective. The pursuit of happiness. What does that mean? Here's what Fulton Sheen said. "The world, therefore, is divided into the once born and the twice born, between the sons of the old Adam and the sons of the new Adam, Christ, between the unregenerate and the regenerate. There is a real inequality in the world. There are superior and inferior peoples. But the basis of distinction is not color, race, nationality, or wealth. The superior people of the earth are the supermen, the godmen. The inferior people are those who have been called to that superior state, but as yet have not embraced it. And here's where I think the work needs to come. Remember in the gospel it said, if you love your father and mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. What was Jesus saying about that? We've got to put Jesus first. We've got to put the idea of wanting to live a superior life first. And then bring that into your relationships with mom and dad, son and daughter. Bring that drive, that striving, that desire to want to exert yourself, to strive. The Nike slogan, just do it, right? Of course, it started as a physical fitness call, right? Just get up off the couch and do it, basically, right? But in our culture, it became, if it feels good, just do it. Again, the distinction between God, man, children of God, who understand that by striving, reward comes. If you're not putting this desire to want to strive to be Christ for others ahead of even father and mother and children, you're left to live a base life. Maybe the new slogan should be just stop it. Just stop feeding the flesh. Just stop going off and groping whoever you want. Just stop denying the truths of sacred scripture. Just stop denying God. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Real happiness comes when we're striving for a nobility in our lives. Not accepting what's being ramrodded into us. You're just animals. You're just animals. You watch the people on the streets. You know, they want to change the national anthem to Imagine. Well, read the lyrics. One is Imagine No Religion. You know, who are they militating against? Religion, police, soldiers. What do all these have in common? Watch a soldier as he makes or she makes that decision that I need to leave my family to go serve my country. I am striving for noble things. I believe that there's something important that I need to fight for. We had ordination with four amazing men this past week. Afterwards, I got to talking with one of them, and I was joking with him. I said, you know you're celibate now, don't you? But the point is that it's pretty amazing that those guys chose to set aside having a wife and children to invest themselves in a higher calling. You know, when you boil it all down, that's what penance is. It's striving for a superior good over an inferior good. Now, I'm not saying families are inferior. And certainly I'm not saying that as a soldier goes off to war and leaves family behind for a period of time. Risks his or her life. But there are superior and noble causes, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How long can we sit and let the mob, the tyranny of the mob, control us? How long can we sit idly by and let their agenda of calling us, stripping us of our nobility, and telling us you're nothing but a bunch of animals? So feed the flesh. How long? How long? My brothers and sisters, we are called to something great, something good, something noble. We're called to be Godmen, Supermen. We're called to be Christ for others. We can never forget that. And so when a mom or dad puts God ahead of their children, what are they doing? They're modeling that for their children so that the next generation understands God is always first. His truth is always first. His missions are always first. His call to be supermen, godmen is always first, handed down from generation to generation. This is what we need to work at in our country. It begins with you and me. We need to model it first. How important is God in our lives? How important is it for us to strive, even when it's challenging, even when it's uncomfortable, even when it doesn't seem to fit our schedule? The children are watching. Does God matter? Are they seeing that by your very life? Does God matter? I say, I believe they are seeing it in you. I'm so proud of you. But at the same time, as your shepherd, I'm going, the wolves are right there. They're right there. They're right there. Okay? Don't get devoured. Don't get weak. Grow ever stronger. Strive to be the best version of yourself you could possibly be. God bless you all. And God bless America. Amen.